Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish. It's time now for intellectual property news. And guess what we're going to be talking about? AI, right?
This one I find hilarious. This comes to us from China. And it's a copyright infringement case involving an AI-generated image. So the plaintiff used a text-to-image generative AI model, which generative just means it makes a picture out of AI, right? To generate a picture. And then somebody else took the picture and used it without their permission. And so they're suing and saying, hey, you used my copyrighted content, but they got the content from AI. So it's kind of like, do as I say, not as I do, right?
Do your own AI thing, okay? Yeah, don't do my AI thing.
Which is funny because you can generate AI images in Canva. You've probably done that, right, Matt?
Yep.
And they come out different every time, so you have to kind of save them in your Canva account because you'll never see it again, right?
These poor lawyers in the future, they're going to be suing robots.
I know. My head is already swimming. There are so many AI controversies now. They're just, and there's so many different ways. You're going to need AI to keep track of all of the AI cases.
Exactly.
AI is going to be writing all the bills in Congress.
But anyway, the Chinese court, they had a valid copyright in this, even though it was created with AI. And they said the person who created the copyright or the AI image typed in their own special stuff. They created the prompt to create the logo. And they said, this person has a copyright in it. You know, if somebody else wants to use it, they can't. It'd be very interesting to see how that shakes out in the United States. But I wanted to ask some of our guests what you think about this situation. So, Jasna, what do you think about all of this stuff?
I am actually excited about AI because it can be used in our food service industry. I wrote some technology in food service apps where you would place an order and pay and all the fulfillment. So the AI is actually enhancing the technology by predicting what you ordered last time and just building on that. So actually in our industry, it's an exciting time. And we're also working with robots right now. There's these coffee robots, robots that can make your food. They can do all kinds of things. So I'm excited about that. I'm thinking of incorporating robots into my stands.
We're going to have That's to talk awesome. About that.
So, Kim, what are your thoughts?
The first thing I thought of when you brought up that case was the property concept of adverse possession and really squatter's rights, right? So you can take somebody's property. It's not rightly yours, but there's a mechanism by which you can then, it becomes your own property. So that really is the same concept. And look where that's played out, you know, forever. How long has that been a part of property law? So
that's a super good point because there are stories all the time about squatters basically stealing houses from people, right?
Yeah.
Matt, what is your thought on this case?
It's really hard to know where the intellectual property is coming from. It's hard to know what it's being used for. It's just really tough.
For IP in the news, I guess the moral of the story is watch your copyrights. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.